You're listening to Talking with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another great edition. We're talking with Ron with my lovely co-host
Yara. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon.
Hope everyone had a great, wonderful Christmas. Hope you got everything that you were looking for, everything under the tree that you wanted. Hope you just had a great Christmas with your family and your friends. Hope it was a great Christmas. We are so glad that you could be back, as usual, to join us on this wonderful Thursday, Christmas Day. Excuse me, New Year's Day. See, I'm still in Christmas. I don't want to leave Christmas. It's such a wonderful Christmas. Don't want to leave Christmas. But glad that all of you guys are here to join us on New Year's Day. Hope you stay safe. Hope your plans are for you to enjoy New Year's Eve and stay safe. How was your Christmas, y'all?
It was great. I think the biggest thing about Christmas time, not just the gifts, but just spending time with family. You know, so many things happen, you know, all the time. And, you know, people aren't here all the time. So just to be able to spend time with your loved ones and just enjoy just the laughs and just speaking with them is just a really good time. Outside of the gifts, just spending time with family is fine. So I really had a good time, spent time with a lot of family. So that was always lovely for me.
Good. And that's always a good thing when you're with family and friends and enjoying them, because you know time is flying by nowadays. You never know, here today, gone tomorrow. That's the worst thing about it. But hey, everybody, we want you to stay. What are your New Year's Day plans today? New Year's night plan. What are y'all planning on doing out there? I know earlier, Marcy was telling me we got quite a few invites different places, but we can't make it. We already got plans. Sorry, but listen, we appreciate everybody for the invite saying come out, come join you. We even got a couple people saying some house parties. Don't know about no house parties, but hey, we appreciate you saying come out. But what are y'all plans for today and tonight? But mainly, we want you to stay safe and have a great New Year's. What are y'all plans? What do you think people gonna be doing?
I think a lot of people are either going to a party or, you know, concerts. People have a lot of concerts during the New Year, or to church, or, you know, whatever their options may be. Some people just like to stay home and look at the TV and watch the different parades and different shows that they're having during New Year's. Sometimes I like that too.
Yeah. Being at home, bringing in the New Year's. And we know, as always, people talk about New Year's. So all y'all, I know you got your New Year's resolution. What is it I know we had India.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. We already talked about it with India. We were going to start new with the new year with our weight loss challenge and start trying to work on eating well. Right, Ron?
Yeah, eating well, India be fit. So y'all check her out on her thing. We had on great person, great show. I don't know what everybody always say for New Year's. They're going to get in fit, stay shape, get in shape.
Well, a lot of people start New Year's resolutions at the beginning of the year, especially on the first. But a lot of people stop by the 30th. Right?
always. People always say that.
This time is hopefully, you know, everybody can just stay with their resolution and get fit, stay in shape.
We don't know if y'all gonna stick to that, but do. And
we're gonna stick to it.
So. You heard that, y'all? She's gonna stick to it.
No, so stick with me. We're gonna do it together.
You said the beginning of the new year. This ain't the beginning of the new year.
January 1st. That's the new year.
Well, a little bit further into the new year. Remember, because tonight, you know, you gotta have your celebration. You gotta, you know, whatever yourself.
January 2nd, everybody. We will be starting our diet.
That's tomorrow.
Yes, that's
tomorrow. So whatever your goals are, whatever you want to do, stay fit, stay safe, whatever it is for the new year, stick to it regardless. And we hope that you will stick to what your goals are. But the main thing we want to stress and say, hey, stay safe. Drive, don't drink and drive, stay alive. There's plenty things out there because we want you back. This is the new year. We want you back. We need you guys boosting the ratings on the show. And look, Coming up, I had a interesting one yesterday, conversation with a great group of people. So we got some new stuff coming up.
That's good.
Yeah, we got some hidden stuff coming up, some new stuff. So we want you guys to stay tuned and be in tune and want you to be safe. Also, I got some great news on we're doing the family day that we've been talking about for so
long. Yes, I cannot wait for
that. So we want y'all to stay safe. Stay with your family, be clear. But because we want you coming up, we've narrowed it down to one good, great city. We're not ready to reveal that yet, but we want y'all to stay safe so you can come out. We want the whole family out, all creed, color, everybody wants you out for the family thing. I know y'all been asking. I know y'all been online talking about it and saying, what do you got to do? You're going to attend. And we appreciate everybody. We appreciate everybody, period. We're nothing without you guys. We appreciate you guys being here, being on the show. And look, I would like to know for you guys, what is New Year's to you? What's New Year's to you? I know it's a new year, mm-hmm. but what is New Year to you? What are the goals that you make and your aspirations for a new year? What's your New Year's resolution besides getting in shape, fit, and all of that?
Getting in shape, crushing my goals. You know, a lot of people like to goal set during a new year, you know, especially, you know, at the new year, everybody have a lot of goals and things to do that they want to work on. But I would say for me, it would be really to crush my goals. Goal setting is really big for me for this year. So set my goals and crush them this year.
Goal setting. So you want to tell the people your goals and you want to keep that secret?
I want to keep it a secret. And when I do, I'll say, hey, everybody, one of my goals has been crushed.
So now listen, people, we're going to put it on the spot because y'all know we don't keep secrets on here. We're talking wrong. We tell everything. We feel like y'all are family. So we share family goals. You want to keep this one a secret for a moment? Okay.
Just for a moment.
So we'll keep that a secret for a moment. Listen, always, like I say, keep your family close, friends, people that are dear to you close, because you never know when the day will come that they may not be there that you can reach out to them. So we want everybody to stay safe. Again, I cannot keep expressing that. We want you to stay safe. We want you to stay here, be around long as God is willing. We want you around. Listen, we want to thank.
You asked me my goals.
You say you didn't want to tell the people your goals. My goals are very simple, y'all. I want my listening audience to stay healthy.
Yes.
Great. I want my family to stay great, healthy. And that's all I want. Unselfish. I want everybody to stay in a great spirit, accomplish who we can help and how we can help. Also, speaking on that, I think we mentioned it on last Christmas Day. We want to thank everybody that helped made a child see Santa this Christmas. I understand with the Salvation Army, Toys for Tots, it was overwhelming. They did a great job. I just found that out on yesterday from Jennifer, and it was a great, like, it was a success. Cannot thank the people, the volunteers, and I know we said that on Christmas Day, yeah. But I cannot thank everyone who just gave from the giving part to the toys to help make a kid's Christmas Santa come to their home. Thank you guys so much. Y'all are great artists. I cannot say this
much. Really appreciate it. We really appreciate you because you just don't understand. You know, we know that, you know, there's no Santa. You know, but for little kids who, you know, just have their
hope. Wait, no. She just said there's no Santa. I'm crushed. There is a Santa somewhere. There's a Santa. I believe in Santa. I think she misspoke, y'all. There is a Santa. I believe in Santa.
There's no Santa. But just for children, for us to be able to make that happen, we really thank you all, and we really appreciate you all, because without you, it would not have happened. And just to be able to see the twinkle in their eye on Christmas morning to have a gift or two or three under the tree means a lot. you know,
for yeah,
people that are underprivileged and not able to, their parents, you know, out of their hard work and sacrifice, still were unable to accomplish, you know, be able to get those things for their children. So we really thank you for that.
So you asked me earlier, what was my New Year's?
What is your New Year's?
And I always said, I said, everybody, my listeners, all these zones, they're great people.
Those aren't your.
But I wish for everybody. That's, you know, I wish for everybody. But I know one of my New Year's, not one, the one thing that I'm going to wish, and I should have said it for Santa, but I think having family, friends over, I understand what we need now, mm-hmm. is a new house.
Oh, yeah.
It was crowded. So here's the thing that I'm going to tell y'all. So the goal is a new house, bigger house. This year, bigger house.
House is big.
No, a bigger house. Bigger house. So that's my New Year's goal. That is our New Year goal. We're gonna have a bigger house. We're gonna broadcast from it. We're gonna have a bigger house. I didn't realize how crowded a house could be till you have family, kids over.
That's the joy of Christmas and the holidays. And just having family over.
Listen, that is a good thing, but when you got people sleeping all in the hallways and the theater rooms and in the offices and you can't put them everywhere, so plenty of food, but not enough room.
Oh, wait a minute. Now
you're stumbling over people. So listen,
I must give a disclaimer. We did not have anybody sleeping in the hallways. Everybody had a room.
They had a room, not the room. So. The goal is now a new house, a bigger house. That is the goal. So we can have a spread out different we can have more room where everybody's not running into each other in space. So
everybody will have their own individual suite.
And I'm sure plenty of y'all out there can contest to that when you have family and friends over. Great, loving your family and friends. Yeah. But when you're tripping over, I mean, come on. So that's the new thing this year, you guys. New house.
I think you've gone too far.
Huh?
They were not tripping over each other.
They weren't tripping over each other? Oh, you didn't trip over them. That's the thing.
Magic of spending time with family. Anybody out there, if you have, please comment. If you've had those childhood moments, those childhood memories where you can think about when you were a kid and you visit your grandparents or your aunt or uncle that are out of town and you go and visit and everybody just kind of, you know, hang out in the living room. All the cousins hang out in the living room together. You camp out, you make pallets or you blow up air mattresses and things of that sort. That was the fun part.
That ain't what you're supposed to do in 2026. Everybody's supposed to have a room or a hotel room. Not everybody tripping over each other.
If anybody could please give a comment and call in or leave a comment and just talk about your holiday, you know, or your memories as a child or growing up. If you were able to, you know, just kind of hang out with your cousins or family members and things of that sort, good memories, please share.
No, it's nothing wrong with the memories. You know, it's nothing wrong with the memories. I love the memories. I love family. But yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah. So no, and it is. You guys know I'm joking. Listen, she did say something also too. Calling in. We love to hear you. We love the comments. We love you talking. Calling in always 1-800-396-6020. We love your comments. We love you talking. Bookings, same number, 1-800-396-6020. We'd love to come out. I know people have been reaching out for the new year. Businesses, different establishments reaching out saying, hey, we'd love to have you guys. We'd love to have you guys host. Love to have you guys be there. We're coming. Now, before we come, you got to call 1-800-396-6020. Let Jennifer do all of that work, get all that together. We would love to be there. We would love to broadcast live. And all to all of you guys in 2026 who have said, we want to have you. We enjoy y'all. We love the show. We like what it's about.
Absolutely.
We are on the way.
But just get the paperwork.
Get the paperwork together. We can't just
keep dry with Jennifer.
We can't just come and be sleeping in the hallways or you stabbing me. So yeah, get all that stuff together and we coming. I'm so excited, like I said, about the family. We, you know, and so many of y'all have reached out and said where, when. We've narrowed it down to a great city. We're putting the final finish touch on it. Marcy is, but we can't wait to see you guys and have that family. We want everybody because, again, this is what this platform stands for. It stands for all people. family. And this is where we stand for positivity. And as you know, we've been running this platform now, and that's what we've been running it off of. And you all overwhelmingly agree. They overwhelmingly agree this is what this is all about. And we would love to see. And listen, let me say this. I heard this on Wednesday. Listen, if you see us, you can come up to us. We are as humble and nice approached to set of people that you ever want to meet. You can come up to us. You can tell us, hey, you don't even like what we got on. That's fine. You don't have to be shy and not. You don't have to be shy and not come up to us. And the reason why I'm saying that is because we were in Dallas Airport earlier this week, and someone saw us, and they said that they wanted to say something, but they did.
Oh yeah, we're absolutely approachable.
We're just down to hurt people. We're just like y'all. We love you. Like, you know, we will take a picture. We will talk to you guys. Listen, you can be approached. And that came through the 1-800 number. She left a comment. And listen, we love to talk to you. Come up. It doesn't matter. Like if you recognize us, because I be in disguise. She don't, but I do. But if you recognize, come up. Well, look, we'd love to have you. We'd love to talk to you. That's what this is all about. Helping and being one united. So we're not those type of people. You can always approach us. So that's a good thing.
That is a great thing.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, please do. I'm a hugger. Ron is not. But I'm a hugger.
Now you say I'm not a hugger. I ain't just talking to people. We can.
We're approachable.
Yeah, we are. But hey, listen, just feel free to come and say hi. You know, I like taking pictures. I like taking selfies. So feel free to come up to us. Listen, another great thing for our great listeners that we have. So we still have those. We will be getting them away once they come on the show. Oh, I'm getting a secret away. We have the new edition tickets. We have four sets of tickets.
That's going to be
cool. Yeah. So we have those still up. So no, all y'all have been asking about that and inquiring about that. We still have the new edition tickets. So
how can they win the free tickets?
They will have to call in when they're on the show,
okay,
or after the show. And again, just like the $5,000, the first person that calls in, or however we decide to do that, mm-hmm, we'll win those tickets. Wait, to the show.
Again?
No, we're not doing it again. Unless you're giving it.
Oh, no, we're not.
Christmas is over. So, and also the Babyface. We do have two tickets to the Babyface show.
Can you win those tickets?
No, you have to read the fine print, okay, not of the show. So no. Okay. So that will be for Lake Charles, Louisiana. Y'all more than welcome to call in on that.
We'll be there. I am a big fan. We will be there.
We will be there. And hopefully we can see the winners. And we will apologize again for the winners of the Ron Isley and Mars Day show, which was a great show, by the way. We did not know. We were kind of misinformed. We did not know that the winners of that wanted to say hi. We apologize for that. We're so sorry. But listen, all in all, it was a great show. Even the winners can contest to that. And we're gonna try to maybe reach out to the young lady who won them, her and her husband, and maybe we can get them on and see how they like this show.
So
let us apologize. It was not us. We did not know that we were supposed to once again, we would love to met with you guys and hung out with you guys. We're sorry. We just was misinformed on that situation. You know, things happen. So it's okay. It happens. Also on this show, we want to talk about things that are informative. I got a sneak preview of something. I was fortunate to hear about it, and I used it on like getting it. So coming up soon, TSA is now, the airports are, there are certain airports that they're trying out that are getting a little looser now. You'll be back to go back to the old days where you could walk up to the gate.
Really?
Yeah. With pre-approval, you fill out a form, you'll be able to walk back to the gate. They're trying in certain airports right now.
Really?
So you'll be able to walk up back to the gates for, it hasn't been in effect yet. It comes in later this year. But
later next year.
This year.
2025 or
2026.
I'm sorry.
See that she don't even know where she at. She don't know what year she in now, y'all. Come on, see? So but
that is correct. But, you know, how many people for the first week of January or two will be writing 2025 for their date?
All the drunk people.
I am guilty.
All the drunk people. They still in 2025?
But I will be writing sometime by mistake, but my apologies. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The end of this year, 2026.
And that's a great thing. So later this year, they'll be able to come up, walk up to the Trinum certain airports. They'll be able to, you'll be able to walk to the gates and greet people and take them to the gates. So I think that's an awesome great thing that we're loosening the realms back up with those type of things. And also another, I think we're just being more informative today because we want a new year. It's New Year, so we want to celebrate with you guys. So another great thing about this year is we get to see you guys at Family Day.
I'm excited.
We cannot stress it enough. Also, we made the announcement on last week. The spinoff is coming. Come new year, new problems, new things. We want to talk to you. We want to listen to you. We want to hear you. We will have licensed psychologists and people on the show that can, including yourself.
Including myself. I'm a marriage and family therapist.
Including yourself. So we will have, we want you to call in, tell us about what you feel, who you don't like. You know, last week we had great couples on.
We did. That was a really good show. That was really fun.
You
all enjoyed it.
Yeah, really, really good show. Great reviews from that show. Great couples, longevity couples, 20 some odd years and better. Yeah, so that was a great thing. It was an introduction to the spinoff show, and we're gonna have the spinoff show. So we want y'all to call in, talk, tell us, hey, what's going on with you? And we got a real big announcement coming up real soon. We had some conversations with some people and we got some real good stuff. But always, as always, we have to thank you guys.
Yes, absolutely. Without you, we would not be here. We would not be even talking about a spinoff show, but you all seem to like our duo together. So we're here.
Yeah.
But with the spinoff, as Ron mentioned, please call in if you want relationship advice or anything of that sort. We're here. We can give you the male perspective and the female perspective because sometimes you need both. Right. So we look forward to our callers calling in. We look forward to seeing you all and hearing from you all, seeing you in person for the family event and hearing from you calling in for our spinoff show.
Yeah. And we're going to introduce our family to you guys. We're working on the entertainment. Listen, Jennifer, Marcy, Keisha, these ladies are working really hard to put this together for you guys. We got great sponsors that are in. And for the majority, let me say this slow so nobody misinterprets. For the majority of everything will be free.
That's a great word.
The sponsors are doing it.
For a lot of people.
Yeah. So the majority of stuff will be free. We want you to come out, enjoy. Let's make a friend, meet a friend, new families all across, everywhere. Wherever you hearing us at, if you can come, we want you there. Now we're not paying for your hotel.
So as long as they can make it there,
they'll be good. We have great sponsors like Coca-Cola, Priceline, just to name a few, on and on, who actually sponsors the show. Week in, week out. Great, great people. Cannot say enough about them. But we definitely want you to come join us, meet our family, be there. And we're going to have a great time. We got a whole bunch of stuff. So we're going to keep you posted on this stuff. Anything you want to say to add to this?
No, I look forward to it. I think we're going to have a really good time. We're going to have a lot of different things, events for the children, events for the parents, for the grown-ups. You know, we'll be able to, if you don't have any children, please come out. We're going to have things for everybody to do, different events for everyone. So please come out if you're thinking, oh, I would love to come, but you got to have kids. No, absolutely not. We're going to have every events for everyone. So this should be fun.
Yeah. And let me just say again to you guys, we appreciate you tremendously. It's a new year. We want to bang this new year. We want you to help us achieve further goals because don't just think when we're winning, you're winning. We will not leave our audience behind. You guys made us. We're aware of that. We keep that in mind. So this is why we're doing this basically free event. Not just
thank you and appreciation.
Yeah. But not just that. We know there are good people out there. And there are good like-minded people out there. And unfortunately, so many times the good people get thrown into the hustle and the bustle and the shuffle and not recognized. And that was the great part I loved about hearing about the Toys for Tots and the Salvation Army stuff, so many volunteers that said, hey, we just want to volunteer. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody has the funds and not everybody has, a toy to give, but just volunteering, that speaks volumes by itself, just giving your time. And you did, you guys did. And you made a kid. We're going to post that real soon on all the sites. We're going to post that real soon. With the kids and seeing, because we want you to see what impact you guys had on your giving and your volunteering and doing it. Listen, and that means a lot, because we never know what somebody's going through or the break of something that makes a difference of when you give or help. We may have it all together, but there's somebody who don't, and they appreciate that, you know? And we thank you guys for stepping in with us and said, hey, we want to be a part of, just like with the show. But nevertheless, it is New Year's, a new year.
It's a new year, 2026.
Yes. And we want to hear, listen, after the show, tell us what you think. Tell us what you're going to be doing, where you're going, your parties. Please don't invite us. We're already booked. We would love to be there. I've already heard. We would love to be there, but we're already booked.
But anything after the new year, if you're having anything, please let us know.
Please
would love to attend.
Please let us know. So, and if you're cooking,
invite us. Yes.
Because I'm not on the Indian diet. So if you're cooking,
he's going on a diet.
Let us know. Also, we want to thank all the great sponsors and the gifts. We want to thank a sponsor and I'm drawing a blank. And we want to thank them for sending some bottles of champagne for New Year's. We got that word that they said that we just hold on. Let me get it while she's talking. We want to thank them. They send us a couple of bottles, which is great champagne, by the way, y'all. But they send us a couple of bottles for New Year's. And I told them, keep the bottles and how about getting that sponsorship? So we're working on that. Jennifer's talking to them. We're working on that. But we do thank them for sending the bottles. They send us two bottles.
That's really nice. Very nice.
Yeah, that was great. We're going to use them, but we want to thank them for sending. As you can see, that's not the bottle. The other bottles were sent somewhere else, but that's not the bottles. But we and they're going to be on for sponsorship eventually. So we appreciate that with them. Also, we appreciate, like I said, you guys, most of all. This show is about you guys. This one here, this new year. New year, new people. Also, what we want to do, we want to keep climbing. I know we reached over our goal of 2.1 million people.
Awesome.
That is, you cannot say enough. Y'all listen, y'all did it. Our hearts overwhelmed with that. Listen, we want to keep going because we have some new stuff in the future that's coming up, and we want to keep moving forward and keep going. So we want you guys to keep on. Don't stop. We reached a goal, but we want you to keep telling somebody, reaching somebody, because as always, this show is about positive things and helping and being in the community. That's what we're all about, helping people and being in the community. Also, like I said, don't forget the spinoff show, man. We got some great guests going to be on. We got some great things we're going to be doing. You can let y'all pick your brain if you choose to. But we got some great things we're going to be doing.
Not picking your brain, but give you some clinical advice on certain situations. Or you can just get our advice, just not clinically, just to the side, from Ron and Yara.
Fellas, if you don't like it after New Year, call in. Ladies, if you don't like it about the New Year,
you don't want, right,
just call in.
Just anything, just scenarios. If you have a question or if you're having relationship issues and you just want some advice, not clinically, not professional advice, but just from Ron and Yara, we're here.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. We don't want to stay on that too much because the sponsors ain't on that show yet. But back to talking to Ron. Well, we do have all sponsors and great
Absolutely.
People. But yeah, we do want y'all to come in and stay on that. And like I said earlier, hey, that it's all about family. And so now, like I said, TSA is loosening the rims and there's some airports. They're trying it out right now. You'll be able to walk up, bring your loved one to the gate.
That's going to be great because a lot of times I drop my family members off, older family members off to the airport, and I have to just stop at TSA, you know, give them a hug and just stop from there. But I remember before 2001, September 11th, September, yeah, 11th when we were able to go back there, you know, and say goodbye and see the plane go off and, you know, all of that wonderful stuff. So it'd be nice to be able to do that again.
It'd be great to kind of go back, because I don't know if some of you guys remember that when you used to do that, and that was a good thing. If you don't remember, then you just a little bit younger for this show here, but we appreciate you anyway. We appreciate you. Speaking back to the show last week, it was a great show, great people on the show. We enjoyed the show tremendously. And y'all excuse me too, I'm a little under the weather, but listen, I'm always fight through this. When it comes to you guys, I'm always show up, show front, because y'all do for us week in, week out, and we definitely appreciate you. Remember, we're nothing without you. So we appreciate you coming in, showing up all the time.
The views, watching, calling in to the show. We appreciate all of it. All the love that you show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, even your bad comments.
Good or bad.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
It helps us. Yeah. Comments. Either way, it's engagement.
So
thank you.
So we appreciate that no matter what. Good people, the bad people help us see where we need to go a little further, or even sometimes we're doing it right.
Right.
You know, so that's the good part about this. Anything?
You know, I just know in life, you can't make everybody happy.
Yeah.
So you're not always going to get everything positive. And if you are, something's off.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want a bunch of yes men. So if people give some critique, we'll take it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. And I know y'all say I be a little harsh at times, which I'm not, but y'all said, but hey, even in your personal life, the hell with them.
Hey.
What?
The hell with who?
The hell with the people who, the haters, as they say. They say haters.
Well, so yeah, that would be your motivator.
The hell with them, because life is about living. Living and enjoying your life, because you only get one life. It's been said a million times, you only get one life, and then all of a sudden, you know, so enjoy your life, enjoy yourself, and that's what this New Year's is about, enjoying yourself.
And surrounding yourself around people who make you happy. You know, that's a big thing. You know, a lot of people may try to be around people who, you know, they're unhappy or things of that sort. Life is short.
Yeah.
You know, surround yourself around people who, you know, support you, encourage you for the things that you want to be, goals and things of that sort. Surround yourself around positive people.
Yeah.
And if people around you aren't positive, to hell with them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And I can contest and say that, you know, you take for granted the people that are around. I lost a good friend, Steve. I've spoken about it several times on the show. Hey, I thought he was going to live like grass forever. Mm-hmm. You know, so it happens. Not to bond the mood, but it happens. So y'all just the people who are with you, don't waste your time on things that you think is big and fighting on. We'll say that for talking with Yara and Ron on that show. But listen, enjoy yourself, people. This is what it's all about. You guys work hard, and no matter who you are, you work hard, enjoy life. It's a short thing now. Look like the years are moving out so fast. I just said Happy New Year. Yeah,
just started.
Just said Happy New Year. Now we're saying Happy New Year again. So yeah, it happens. So yeah. People, it's moving super
time
fast.
Does not wait on anyone. I know it's so cliche, but it doesn't.
Yes.
You know, just enjoy your loved ones, the people around you, and find what makes you happy. Like I said, get rid of negativity.
Yeah.
Time doesn't wait on anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't either.
That's true. Listen, you guys make this show a great show. I want this to be done. We want to break another record. If you guys can do this for me, and I know I'm not asking much because I have the best listening audience on every single platform.
Best.
Yes. We want to hit 3 million. And we know y'all can do it. Y'all helped us get 2.1. Y'all can help us get 3. And the reason why I want to get 3, I'll tell you why. And then you send them on over to the spinoff show that's coming in next week. It's coming next week, y'all. So I can't say that announcement. It's coming next week, next Tuesday.
That's going to be exciting. Everybody, please tune in. It's not for children. Definitely for adults. And adult questions, adult conversation, but good, healthy adult conversations. I can't wait for this.
And maybe some children can come out of it. And listen, if it do, we want to know about that. We want to hear. We want to know that talking with Yara and Ron, the couple's show, brought out some kids. And,
wait a minute. It's like we're developing, like we have a slow song. You know, people have those music, those particular songs. Like, you were created on that song.
Yeah, so we won't know that y'all. So the next time we do another family event, you can say this kid was made out of
the show.
Yeah, no, I think my listeners can, I think they can.
Thank you, pushing.
So, but yeah, we definitely want that to happen. We not the kids part, I mean, work at your own discretion. But yeah, we definitely want that to happen. But I know I'm not asking too much. You guys can, just like you make things go viral, if the 2.1 we have now tell somebody else, we'll be at three. Listen, I have told everybody I know, the dogs, the cats, they even got radios now. So I've told everybody I know, be in tune, tune in, and we appreciate everybody. I used to send out reminders to people and tell people. I don't do that anymore because, again, if you are for the show, and you about what the show is about, you will tune in.
Absolutely.
Automatically.
Right.
You will tune in, you will be on. So we spread it to everyone that we know, and we have them listening, and we have them on. Put you on the spot. Are you spreading the show?
I'm spreading the show.
She's spreading the show, y'all. We want you to tell everybody, mom, cousins and uncles, everybody you know, because we there's a reason why we want to keep going and growing. And the more we keep growing, we're building a community, and we're building a community for family. That's what we're doing now. And things that people think could not have been, we're reaching levels that they said, no one ever said it to me, but they said that it could not be done. So now everybody's jumping on saying, wow, we want to be a part of it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. So if y'all help us get to that three, and then tuning into the spinoff show, we would greatly appreciate it. But listen, we don't just come on. It takes a lot to run these shows, whether you know it or not. But we're giving back. We're spreading. So every time we go up one, you guys come up one, right along with us. And this is part of what the family day is. We got people reaching out all over. Every single ethnic group reaching out.
That's gonna be
hey, easy. How do we come out? We want to be a part, and that's what we want. That's what we want. No color lines. No bad vibes. No hate. We just got people coming out saying, "Hey, we're one big family. Let's be that." And that's what we need here in this day and age. Mm-hmm. One big family in the hustle and the bustle. Somebody you can reach out to talk to, and we're spinning it off even further. So if you feel like you know there's something wrong and you can't speak, call us. Talk on Ron and Yara, and
relationship issues.
Yeah.
Relationship problems. Yeah. Advice. You want a male perspective. You want a female perspective. Sometimes it's good to have both. Right.
And I tell y'all something else. We ain't gonna tell nobody. We won't tell nobody. That's right. We won't. You can call in and be anonymous if you feel like.
The secret's safe with us and the millions of followers.
That's right. We're not telling nobody. So if you want to just call in and just give your name. I mean, don't give your name or your cousin name. You can call in. That's right. But it's more of helping families and moving forward. And that's what we are striving. I keep saying about. We got a lot of plan for 2026, man. This is a great year, a good moving year. And we got a lot planned. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I would love to tell y'all, but I'm gonna keep this under wraps for just a little while longer. Just a little while longer.
You gave me a hard time about keeping my goals, and then you're still keeping secrets too. You said there's no secrets on this show.
Well, the powers that be have not given that release yet, so I can't speak on it fully until we get everything done and
y'all can count on me to keep them accountable.
Hello, y'all. We had just a dead moment there. I don't know what just happened with that one, but yeah, no. So we do have some great things in store, and we appreciate you guys being back. And also we appreciate you guys with the comments. A lot of you said, you know, we have a great show. Y'all like the chemistry and whatever that means. All these great things you guys have been saying. We appreciate that. We really do. But know when you see us, you see positivity and moving forward with positive things, period. And we're going to keep doing that in the new year. Anything you want to add and say to that?
Well, I'm just keeping you accountable for what.
No, you can't just want to keep me accountable. No, you got to be accountable.
Absolutely. I am always accountable. But no, I can't wait for our, as we're moving forward, as Ron mentioned, the events that we have planned, we can't wait to be able to meet everybody in person. I really can't wait for that, as well as, you know, the different things that we're going to be kicking off for the year. We won't just have the events. We'll this particular one family event, but we'll have others.
Yeah, we will. As we grow, as again, like as we grow, we grow. That's why we want you to each one tell someone to tune into the show, this show, the new show, because we're moving forward. And believe me, we're not just talking. When we move forward, we're bringing everybody with us. It's our show.
The spinoff show is going to be fun, you all. I can't wait. Like I said, it'll be more uncut and raw. And I can just be myself.
I don't know what that is because I didn't give her a script for this show. So I don't know what that means, y'all. I didn't hog tie her or say nothing like that. Don't say. So I don't know what that means.
Wink. She said that. If you're listening, if you're looking, I'm winking. Y'all need help.
So no, please don't say that because you, the listeners know. But no,
we could be, you know, as I mentioned before, the spinoff show will be more adult conversation. Where we're giving relationship advice or information or anything of that sort, where we're, you know, just really listen to our callers that are calling in and our listeners. We truly appreciate you. And that's what this is all about.
Yes.
So our Talking with Ron shows more. We give them a lot of information, whether it's financial. We talked about health. We have someone come. We have a show coming up with finances. We talked about relationships. We talked about just fashion. We talked about comedy. We talked about so many different things with Talking with Ron. And with the spinoff, we'll just really focus on a lot about relationships and couples and things of that sort. So I can't wait.
It's a lot of time.
It was really fun.
Which was really giving fun. You guys a hint to what's to come. Yes.
This is a sneak peek.
Excuse me. Which was giving a hint to what's to come. So yes. That definitely is. And I want to say also to you guys listening, I want to say to you guys, I had a moment there, but I want to say to you guys, I forgot, it slipped my mind. They told it to me and I said I wasn't going to mention it, but let me just say this. You guys make a difference. You guys make a difference. You give and make a difference. Like I said earlier, their charity makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
It was brought to me and I said I wasn't going to say it. I'm not going to name them because they asked not to be named. They just asked to speak to me. But listen, when I say your giving makes a difference, it makes a difference. There was a husband and wife, and not to bring the mood down on the show, but there was a husband and wife did not know if they were going to have Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say to you guys, we're all one family. And due to the giving, the monetary giving and the toys, and someone actually went out, one of our listeners actually went out and bought them a tree and literally took it to them. I didn't know about all this, and the couple actually speak to us, the married couple.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say, and I'm saying that to say this, when I say this, that you guys make a difference. There was a family of three kids and husband and wife would not have had a Christmas this year.
Without our listeners.
Without you guys.
You all are amazing.
You know, they were juggling an eviction or Christmas. And of course, it's sound sense to make, you know, take care of the eviction. So, and let me just say this for anybody calling, comments, any of this. Let me just say this. These, in this United States, there are people that struggle to make ends meet and doing everything right.
Absolutely.
Everything right. So let me, before anybody, and please don't call me because I will get upset and I will tell you something on this. They were doing everything that they could do. Husband and wife both worked. So don't say they didn't pay their bills and don't say they didn't do this and that. They literally did and was doing everything they can do. And they had to decide food on the table and eviction or Christmas. And the route that they went, it was
to make sure that they had a
place. So don't somebody out, please don't send me the comments. Please don't start saying, well, they should do this and they should do that. No, it's hard for people out there. And that's what I want you guys to realize. When you help someone else.
Right.
That's why I always say, when you have a dollar, give a dollar, and that dollar keeps moving. So these are not people, they didn't beg, they didn't say. It's just so happened. The people were on the ground in Chicago, and they found the family, and this was done.
Mm-hmm.
So it was done because of you guys. We may be the vessel to say it, but it was done because of you guys.
That's pretty awesome.
And whoever the man is who bought them the Christmas tree and gave them the additional $500, sir, we know you want to remain anonymous. We appreciate you.
We thank you.
We appreciate you, sir, so much. And he didn't even want no recognition, nothing like that. He gave the $500. And along with the tree, along with you guys, they gave them the toys from the toys for Todd. They gave them the toys, Salvation Army. They gave them the toys, and also they outfitted them for Christmas with meal. So I'm saying that to say is you guys make a difference.
And I would say also just with the economy that we're having, you know, so many people are being affected. And then outside of that, some people just have fixed income. It is what it is. They can work 40 hours per week and their income will still be the exact same. And for some individuals, that amount they're getting, husband and wife that are working together, will just be enough to be able to pay their bills. So to be able to have someone from the outside, one of our awesome listeners, to come in and see the need for a family that just wants to make a Christmas for their children, speaks volumes. So it's not as though we're saying, you know, as Ron was mentioning before, well, people couldn't pay their bills or couldn't take care of their families. They are taking care of their families, but they can only make so much. Everybody's not as privileged as a lot of people are, or many of you are. So for the ones who are not, who are doing what they can just to take care of their family and make sure they eat every day and have a roof over their head in the cold weather, we thank you for stepping in and being willing to help out a family that was in
need. Unselfish.
Yes.
Unselfish. Yes. And let me just say this. We don't do politics and we don't do religion on here.
No.
So, but we thank you guys for doing that and reaching out to that regardless. Yes. So we truly want to thank you guys. They didn't want to come on, and neither did the gentleman who was announced. And I can understand that. But listen, know that your effects help, and you're giving help someone who's truly in need. We appreciate you so much. So much. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Yeah, no. I think that's it. When we say in need, we truly mean people in need, not people who are squandering their money or just frivolously spending. We're talking about people who really, truly were in need. So we thank you.
And our people check them out very well. So
yes,
y'all,
they're not just,
ain't no scams here, running right. Scams or getting it. Our people check them out very well. And this was a story, and it slipped my mind. I meant to speak on it at the beginning of the show,
that's
and I did.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
that
awesome.
That was great. But look, once again, everybody, stay safe. We wish you a happy new year from us. We won't see you further in this new year. So everybody, come back, stay safe. Don't drink and drive. No, I said we want to see them.
Oh, yes.
We got a lot planned. And listen, we're setting the show, the family thing. Hopefully, we can get it done in June. Get everything wrapped up in June. But listen, everybody, stay safe today. We wish you a happy new year. A safe new year. Come back. Remember, don't drink and drive. Call Uber, Lyft, whoever you need to call.
Absolutely.
But we want to see you back. And remember, next week we're starting the couple show. Tune in.
Write down your questions, everybody. Think of things that you want to ask. Nothing's too crazy for us. We can handle it all, right? I have not heard anything under the sun. So you won't shock us.
So yeah, we want y'all tuned in, and always, as I always say, love yourself before you can love anybody else. God bless y'all. We'll see you next week. Both shows next week, starting the kickoff of the couples show and Talking with Ron. Love you all. God bless you.
See you all later.
You're listening to Talking with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.